lighting through the atmosphere. 100, 200, 250 miles per hour, 300 miles per hour. We are reaching the edge of space.
5 million miles per hour.
We are now in the heart of space.
Really?
We're a bajillion retarded light years in space.
We have escaped Mother Gaia. Finally.
What a bitch.
Just a helicopter parent. We lost our boosters. We jettisoned them because they suck. We don't need them anymore. Actually, I don't know why. We don't even need spacecraft. The three of us are able to go through space without it.
Yeah, I could just jump in space and like fly to where I want to go. In fact, I do that all the time.
Santa's a mythical being who doesn't need oxygen, and I can create an oxygen bubble around myself, so...
You could just be where you want to be.
That's true, I could just teleport there. I think it's kind of the novelty of having this kick-ass spaceship.
Well, if you've got it, you want it, you know?
Oh! There goes the last booster. I wasn't expecting that, you guys.
Kind of rumbled or something.
It's a rumbly pig.
Well, it's not like we need a spaceship, and it's not like I didn't sabotage it in the first place.
Well, here we are in space, and I want to thank everyone for joining us this week for the Revengerists podcast of stuff. We have taken to our mobile cruise unit, and we will be stopping by our hollowed-out moon base, because we have some things that we need to do up here in amongst the stars. I am Breshvik Penicillin. With me are Dr. Tasty.
Hello.
And the Southside Santa.
Right here.
And, thank you guys for joining us. As always, we are going to go fix that goddamn Mars Curiosity rover, that sarcastic rover. So we got to swing by Mars to check that out, because apparently a week ago it had a glitch and it's been stuck sending the same pictures of the same goddamn red rock. Why do we even bother? Like, why did people on Earth even bother sending these robots out?
Well, to Mars, of all places, I don't get. Because Mars, there's nothing there. It's like taking a drive through the South.
It's exactly like that. I mean, even though there is life on Mars, it's the most boring, conservative, reactionary, racist life you'll meet.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
However, the food on Mars is pretty good. So when we get there, I'd like to stop and buy.
I do like their pies, but they have this weird fascination with frying everything. I just don't understand.
Everything.
I can totally get along with frying things.
Everything is colored red for the tourists. It's pretty ridiculous. So we're gonna stop by and fix the Mars rover. Do you guys know he's on Twitter, right?
I had no idea.
Well, we are on Twitter, by the way, as I look this up here. We are on Twitter at The Revengerists. Our friend the Martian Rover is on Twitter as at Sarcastic Rover, where he says, "I'm on Mars, whoopty frickin' do," and writes about doing a science. He's doing a lot of science on the Red Planet. So I don't know why we need to know about the Red Planet. It's there, it's red, hooray, but there we are. Are you guys glad that at least we're starting to send robots out into space?
Look, we've been light years behind everything else. I mean, I've been to some far reaches of space, even though I'm not from it, and there are civilizations that are kicking our ass in terms of space technology. We need to kick it up a notch. But, I mean, I don't think we can, as long as we're concerned about stuff like if women can have birth control or not.
I know. They're so concerned about keeping the plebs and the workers fighting that, before you know it, some of those ancient cosmic empires and civilizations that are coming here on their way now to eat all of our bone marrow they're gonna, it won't matter anymore. We'll be dead.
Some of them already have.
No, however, to be honest, the marrow is kind of the yummiest part.
That's true. No, the marrow is delicious. I don't know about human marrow, but
Really? You've never partaken in human flesh and marrow?
No. Have you?
Never mind. But yeah, barbecue is good. And, you know, I was talking about a pig.
Yeah, look, everybody knows Santa Claus has eaten children. It's no secret. You're all right. You're fine.
Let's say this, though, just so we don't get angry letters. Santa doesn't kidnap or kill the children himself. The Krampus does that.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And all of them were humanely raised in a organic fed farm.
And they were all very naughty,
not given
so
any
they deserved
growth
it.
Hormones or anything like that.
And I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. Santa's, you know, you're a big bone. You have a thyroid problem, and I mean, you just can't lose weight. You're just gonna be curvy.
And, I like to think of him as stout.
Stout.
Also stout. Pale, stout. So you know. Might as well just pack on a few,
some winter pounds. And it's always winter where Santa is. So, speaking of the mythical and or alien cannibals, do you guys accept the central conceit of the Men in Black movies that there's a shadow government allowing, like, an immigration of... Or they live, that there are aliens living amongst us?
I can accept that, except the actual shadow government is way more competent than what's in the movie. I mean, if we had Will Smith being a man in black for real, things would not get done.
Yeah, I think most of the actual men in black are hybrids with weird, like, tubes coming in and out of them. They don't know how to use forks or bananas.
Did you guys see the YouTube video of the... weird alien reptilian guy that's supposed to be with protecting President Obama?
During Barack Obama's speech at 2012 AIPAC policy conference at the Washington Convention Center, the camera spotted a very odd individual who may be either with the US Secret Service and could be a strong evidence of a shapeshifter alien humanoid working for the powers that
Obama
be.
Alien demon UFO ghost 666 devil Secret Service. They really did not bury the lead on that one. All of the above?
That seems like a very confused message there, Chung.
Even though at first sight he looks just like the average Secret Service spook, a series of odd features on his head, face, plus a very strange behavior and creepy movements, suggest something else.
It's sort of like whenever... When you're writing a file name, and you just want it to pop up for, like, any type of generic thing, they just start throwing everything at it.
Disregard all the distortions and image artifacts and pay close attention to how his head features suddenly change. His ears, his nose, his chin, cheekbone, jaw and mouth are no longer looking human at all. Matter of fact, now he has a blatant non-human face, so what just happened?
The thing that they left out that he looks like in the video is Voldemort. He looks like... The president looks like he has Voldemort on his Secret Service. He doesn't really look like an alien or a demon or a ghost or a UFO.
But early on in the video, there's a bald guy they show a close-up on.
Yeah.
And that guy totally looks like
this guy that they're claiming is a reptilian or alien, demon, UFO, ghost, 666 devil actually looks like He Who Shall Not Be Named. He looks like a Death Eater.
Did his shape-shifting device fail during Obama's speech, in the middle of an amphitheater crowded with people? Is he an actual reptilian humanoid? Is he one of the Anunnaki? Is he a tall gray bio-android, or what? Is that video evidence that the Illuminati elite is in bed with at least one ancient extraterrestrial race, hidden in plain sight, and pulling the strings of mankind?
Maybe the president is not in on some alien interdimensional reptilian conspiracy. Maybe he's trying to kill all of the muggles. He's going to put them in the FEMA camps.
I think that's
paid for by Obama.
They're just gonna pay the tax penalty and not give any of them insurance, though.
Well, you know, if they work for Papa John's, then they're screwed anyways.
Thanks Obama.
People should check out the Obama page on our wiki, by the way, for more on these conspiracies. So we were mentioning robots because I think we've got our interns going off the ship now to fix that Mars rover. So you're welcome, NASA.
Why are we letting the interns do it?
Because I don't want to. Do you want to? Do you want to do the grunt work? This is literally the definition of grunt work. They have to pick up a heavy-ass robot.
Couldn't Harbjar do it?
Is Harbjar on the ship right now?
Does Harbjar know anything about robots?
I think he's an expert on robots. Maybe.
I thought he knew machines.
I don't. Maybe he does. I'm not sure. But with the Google glasses coming out, they're saying that this is the dawning of the age of the cyborg. What do you guys think? Do you think cyborgs are going to be... Since we are in space, we could talk about, like, the Cylons. Do you think the Cylons are around the corner?
No. I think that if we're going to call people that use the Google goggles cyborgs, it's more like the coming of the Lameborg.
Lameborg. Which is also what the Borg on Star Trek were known as. They were the Lameborg, because they got progressively more lame as they went on.
Or the douche.
Yeah, they were total douches.
The coming of the douchebag? I think that's already happened.
Yeah. So, I remember there was a story a year or two ago about this guy who, before Google Glasses, this guy was actually cool. He embedded the camera and the hard drive into his skull, so he was a true cyborg. Like, he had the whole setup, like, permanently on him at all times. And he went into a McDonald's in Paris, and someone who hates cyborgs went over and tried to grab it off of his head and almost, like, ripped this metal device out of his skull. And they called it the first human cyborg hate crime.
I remember that story.
Yeah.
I actually egged the cyborg hater on to do that.
It's funny because you don't even really hate cyborgs. You're kind of trolling.
I just wanted to have some fun, and I happened to be at that McDonald's.
Mm-hmm. A new London-based group called Stop the Cyborgs is composed of... Oh, there's only three of them. I don't know why I'm talking about this story. Thanks a lot, Ars Technica, for giving some publicity to these three guys who are racists. They hate cyborgs. They want to ban Google Glasses everywhere because they don't want the cameras in them to be intruding on everyone. What do you think? Would you want someone with Google Glasses to be recording you?
Are they police officers?
No.
Because that's what a police officer would say.
Yeah, they don't.
You know, I would expect the police to be the first people against cyborgs.
You would think. I think a lot of protesters are going to do it.
I don't know. This all goes along with the old adage of people hating people that are different and better than them. This is all about egotism.
It's true.
Because in X-Men, everybody hates mutants. Why do they hate mutants? Mutants are super cool.
Yeah.
Mutants didn't do anything until people started hating them.
Yep.
So
Cylons, same way. So we mentioned Cylons. Same with like Harry Potter, they were fighting a racial war. Same with X-Men, and same with this guy, and same with civil rights. White people who are inferior to everyone else just wanted to impose their will because they knew how shitty they were.
Right. I mean, they can't. They can't play sports well.
No.
They can't do science very well.
They can't really do anything except for pass laws disenfranchise everyone else.
Well, that's what they're really good at, is the laws and frying things.
And war. We are pretty good at war.
Yeah, they are good at war. Did you, Santa, you said you were, did you go out? I didn't hear you for a while. Did you go get some fried stuff from the Red Planet while we were here?
Yeah, I did. I got this fried thing. It looks kind of like a squid. I think it's fried out here on Mars.
Oh, so they have to eat seafood.
Even though I'm not really Catholic, it's just...
did you get any pie?
They do have good pies.
I couldn't find any while I was there. I didn't notice any. I'm not saying there's not any, but...
All right, note to self. Please remind me to blow up your house when we get back.
He doesn't have a house. You know, don't worry about it, Tasty, because even though we're going to leave the Red Planet behind for now, we're going to leave the interns here to fix the Mars Curiosity rover. We'll take all the credit, but we'll just leave them here. We'll come back and get them, but in the meantime, we should go check out the Voyager spacecraft. You had mentioned earlier this week that you thought it had, like, left our solar system.
It did something.
There's some debate over whether or not the Voyager spacecraft has actually officially left our solar system or not. This might take a while to go from here we are at Mars to the edge of the solar system, so we'll kill some time, but...
Da, 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 da.
We can see if it's actually past the intergalactic date line, you know, the line that is at the edge of our solar system.
All right.
Humans are we're a pretty sorry lot.
Yeah, they impose their will on everything else, and it drives me crazy.
And not only that, but they tend to anthropomorphize things, like the face on Mars that aren't there, and they tend to think, like, the edge of our solar system. Like, other things, like, meteors and balls of ice don't cross that all the time, every day. Like, it's not a big deal.
I was talking to Pluto the other day, and he was like, dude, I am so sick of people calling me their planet or their not planet. Like, it's a huge deal.
Mm-hmm. Pluto doesn't want your classification or labels.
Exactly. And I can't stand it. It's like, their Capricola, their Dick Catgirl, their Santa Claus, their ocean. How do you own a body of liquid that will one day become sentient and kill you?
You can't own the sky, man. You can't own a star, even though you can buy them on late night TV ads and have your sweetheart's name put on them. You just can't do it.
I would like to end up buying those things and just putting curse words.
Do they have any rules against that?
I hope not. I've never done that, but right now I think I want to.
Here's another idea. Buy the rights to those stars, then go to those stars, and if there's any sentient beings, then just start doing whatever you want. Like, tell them you're their god now.
I tried that. And it didn't work out very well for them.
Yeah.
Like, you can't start a war with Earth.
You could start a war of Galactar.
I bought this place for $20 on Earth.
You're like, fuck Earth. Earth doesn't have jurisdiction. We're gonna go to war with Earth now over this patent infringement. Does anyone know how... Is that how the War of Galactar started? Because no one seems to really be sure how that started.
I was really, really busy beating up living planets, so I don't know.
Yeah. We might get into how that happened later, but in the meantime, let's kill some time. Wait, do we need to refuel at our moon base before we go out? Are we good? Do you guys have space sodas? And
well, Santa didn't get me any pie, so...
We'll get you pie when we get back. We'll have the interns.
Yeah, let's stop and get some pie. Well, you guys have to go to the bathroom, because I'm good on Mars.
Alright, well, I'm... Yeah, well, the ones back there the interns will get. If you want to stop at our base, on our hollowed-out moon base, you can get moon pies.
Moon pies. Okay, that's a deal.
Alright, we'll stop.
Actually, that was the only reason why we ended up actually putting the moon base there, was just because it gave us a really good excuse to end up eating the moon pies. So you don't actually eat moon pies on a regular enough basis, but if it gives you an excuse to eat it, then it's more novel.
You're eating Earth pies, dummy.
They don't sound any. They don't sound special. Oh, I'm eating an Earth pie. They're like, oh, is it made of dirt? You're like, no, that's a dirt pie. This is an Earth pie, because I'm on Earth. And then the person's like, isn't that all pies then? And then you just smack them, and say no.
Or you tell them that they've never heard of a cream pie.
Yeah, which don't look that up, kids. Don't look that up.
Or go ahead and look that up, and totally look that up.
Go to Google and type in cream pie XXX.
And the three X's means it's extra special.
Extra special, like the X's on the whiskey jar.
Your pants and your moral dignity.
So we're going to break, and when we come back, we'll have pies and space sodas, and we'll be well on our way to find the Voyager spacecraft.
Right. Let's do it.
So, yeah, I forgot how long this trip is, you guys.
I mean, on this really slow spaceship, which, in
we
all honesty, we don't need, and we could probably get to where we're going much faster if we didn't take the ship, but...
I know, but we can't just, like, leave the ship out here in the middle of nowhere, because it's going to be really hard to find in the inky black ether of space later, so we might as well stay with it. Unless Harbjar is on. Is Harbjar on board or not?
Harbjar.
Harbjar. Where are you? Hello?
He tends to not answer when you call him. Basically just staring at each other. Hey, Santa. Tell us about the last time you were in space.
I'm here right now.
No, the last time you were in space.
Oh, you mean before now?
Yep. Yes, before this time. The last time you were in space.
Well, we were just like, left Earth, then we were in space, then we stopped at Mars for a little bit.
Nope, that's
so
still...
I guess...
Well, technically time. That is the last time he was in space.
At Mars, and
I can't tell if you're being pedantic or stupid. Because you could... anyone can be pedantic. If you if someone asks if you've been to space, you could just say yes, because even when you're on Earth, you're still in space, and therefore you are subject to the king of space and the king of all cosmos, who are not the same person.
The space king.
That's sort of like saying, hey, are you occupying, like, matter right now? Yeah, I am.
Well, that's what the Occupy movement was all about. They wanted to occupy space.
Well, it was the 1% that was occupying most of the space.
Well, they're very corpulent.
They eat a lot.
Very round people.
Corpulent cats. You know, it's their right as the lords of the Earth to destroy the Earth and subjugate all of the people on it. They earned it by being born rich.
Pie. That is our Earth pie. And they're taking it.
Yeah, that should get everyone up in arms. They should get upset.
I'll just take the pie back.
Well, since we're out of news items and we have to kill all this time, how about a story from our wiki about a time that we were previously in space? And by that I mean before this time.
I mean, we were there.
So what you were trying to get me to talk about.
Not necessarily. This was a story that we heard secondhand. Right. Dr. Tasty and I met a fighter by the name of Athnany Starfighter. Of the starship Delta Charmer Merc.
And I remember this.
He told us, quite possibly, the most exciting tale that you will ever hear. It is called
Fight Dog.
Remember, we're not supposed to talk about the Fight Dog.
That's
Fight Club. I mean, I don't know what that is. Back in a day, the long time ago, man had spaceships in space, but it was not peace, but war. No one could get over how powerful star power was, and the men could hold over the power for a long time. At long last, they fought over star and had it. The peace came to the guy, and they shared held power across all race with content. Suddenly, bad energy ripped through a section, and war started again. Space fighter Athnany.
Hey.
A onboard his vessel cruiser, he was lone man, sad and regret. Long life he life with no one to see, and with many crew die. He was second to one in combat powers, he capable of splitting the atom with powerful claw chop. He was sitting in a chair, looking for the mirror he was looking and combing.
I need to look nice for combating,
he growl with tender see. Athnany was well-speakered person, who command with a traditional dignity. You can see how brimming off of him was the respect. As he walked a corridor to speak to General, he was encountered by his corporal, the Captain Destruct. Powerful fight, he knew how to hit the enemy before they got to his location.
I need to speak with you, Commanding.
The starfighter looked at Destruct with a look like, what if this is last time he lived to see a day? Maybe this was fate, but he had to make reply to request, or long chain be broken by indignity. Stifling the need to be free, he replied.
What?
Destruct, capable fighter, like the best second to Captain Starfighter Athnany. He was Olmsat the best. He asked the starfighter,
we can be complete with mission soonish. We should go have a cigar. Celebrate like powerful starfighters we are.
Cigar being expense rare to be had in planets far away Earth. Athnany liked the best aroma of that cigar. Wind waft around smoke room and corridor of ship. If you smoke in space, you have to do in special location, or ship will die! Do not smoke in the spaceship, says the manual for spacing. He knew what answer was right away, and about to reply, but incoming transmission happened.
Athnany on the double, get in here to be command trouble.
It was intercom. Athnany said,
we smoke later, man.
And he run to command center. In command center, Athnany stand in center console ready to command.
What is startup chart? We alert?
He worried about power circle from enemy, but he not worried. A ghost voice come from console speaker for all command center to hear.
We are alert, starfighter enemy. Have take space station Super Delta Lance 5 star control generator. Get the man to get over there and fight them reinforced. We need reinforcement or the soldier die. We lose our star.
I get full speed over there quickly as I can, okay?
Starfighter was ready to go, and he take command of Supership Delta Charmer Merc.
We get to Super Delta Lance soon, right now. Get ready for fight. Equip all equipment available to you. I must get my weapon.
Athnany went speeded to his room. He put on the power and claw and had the armor on him. Enemy will not stand chase. Meanwhile, in space, Delta Charmer Merc spaceship landed stealthily near Super Delta Lance. It seemed of hope that enemy was only two ships enough to provide challenge, but not to beat them and outnumber. The spaceship dock with space station, and the guy's army come aboard. There were siren and alarm smoke everywhere. You can see the steam from gunfight hopeless earlier. Starfighter Athany looked upon ship.
We have many fight ahead. Be shape and do not put guns down. Aim, be brave.
He marched forward. Suddenly, after many walk, they see enemy fighting remnant force of ally army.
There they are!
Get them!
Fight them with the guns!
Oh no!
Soldiers charged, fired volley of lasers at enemy. Enemy had special field. Lasers did not work.
Switch to hand combat!
The fighters charged enemy, who all had weapons. The fight was fierce. There was fight, and fight did happen over again.
We are happy to have reinforce. We almost were dead,
said one of the space station crew. Athany tossed another enemy fight into rafters and nodded gracefully.
Rout enemy! This battle will remember us!
Athany split Adam and Guy go flying. Enemy soldier poured into battlefield where all fighting took place. Swords were everywhere and many clash happened in sparks. Bam! Enemy down! Bam! Good guy down! Apparently, enemy general was there and found Athany. They circled. Didn't know what to think. Athany knew the recognized face.
It was DeWalt! The man I knew who was good. How dare you?
DeWalt said,
I knew you'd be here, Athany. You are sworn enemy of me. I kill you with my weapon. Ruby Blaze!
Athany raised his weapon.
And I will deflect all blow, you bad enemy. Blaze Claw!
Athany's weapon is a claw glove that shoots lasers and has power to split atom. The two guys crashed. Boom, bam, bam! They punched and deflected the blows. DeWalt jump into air and Athany kick him upon return to the ground.
Power of Star be mine, Athany! I will use it to kill all the guys who aren't my army.
I can't let you do that, scum. 10 years ago, you split crew and got them die. I will revenge. I will be the death of angels. You die! Power punch!
Athany did his special move, and it caused DeWalt to fly back, but this did not damage DeWalt, because he also had special attack.
Flaming Power Blast!
DeWalt did Flaming Power Blast, and Athany was floored. He got up, though, and fought back. Destruct saw this, but was unable to help. He was fighting all of the rest of the enemy while his allies rested around him.
Athany can do it. Better get the cigar after.
He did a sweeping motion, and all the enemy died. Back and forth for minutes at time, Athany and DeWalt punched, kicked, jabbed, moved. They fighted like a bear. Growl, scrape, punch was the move, and they flew around like machine god. DeWalt got special in, and Athany landed on edge of power generator cliff, and he was about to fall. DeWalt said,
Now it is time for your pathetic crew to die. You first, because you are my most enemy.
DeWalt raised his weapon, but Athany had trick in his coat arm. He jumped up and split Adam as DeWalt pounced. Cause explosion, DeWalt was never seen. The crew had to fix ship, but they survived, so it was good for them to do that. Athany was surviving in his quarters. He contemplated his friend and enemy DeWalt, more death. More death in life he had to suffer more than anyone. More friends gone. Gone. To be sad. Alone. No person around. But he must keep alive, because the enemy wants Star. Star power not for bad guy to have. No! He would keep walking. Walking to the Haven of Peace Heaven.
I am Athany Starfire. I am the fight bad men and put end to power struggle.
He walked to Comm Center. Destruct saw him.
How about Cigar, man?
He hefted two cigar in container coucher.
A cigar for celebrate victory!
end for the story. What do you think, you guys? You like?
I like story of Starfighter.
Santa, what do you think of Fight Star?
It's a good story.
And that happened because a guy told us about it, and it was that guy. So
yeah,
it definitely was true. I mean, why would he make it up?
Well, there are lots of space battles to be had, and he doesn't speak very good English. I'm not going to blame him because he's not from Earth. But
it's not his fault. He's not from here.
It's okay. Language. He's got a lot to do.
And believe it or not, but from what I heard, the DeWalt character was actually the inspiration of the tool manufacturer.
Oh, yeah. Now that you mention it, I'll bet that's definitely true.
Yeah. Somebody had told me that, and I forget where, so it's probably true.
My favorite part was when the guys fought.
Yeah, that was an excite part.
Any other stuff from the wiki? Because that's all on the wiki. They can read it themselves. Is there anything else space-related or otherwise they should go check out?
If you can, check out the article. I think we mentioned this before, but check out the article for Space Knight. He's a guy that's helping us fight crime. He's not very good at it because he just kills everybody he doesn't like, kind of like me.
Right.
And he's really pissed off because I took his stuff and hit it in places. But
well, it stops the killing spree a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, he's really busy with it. But yeah, I mean, if he finds the relics of Space Knight, then he has his stuff. But yeah, check out Space Knight. There's a related Space article.
Yeah, he's one of many Space Knights of genetic modified, time fuckering, psycho conditioned, brainwashed, kind of physically trained dudes.
Yeah, they're part of a huge fascist empire that's slowly spreading, but they're being attacked by a lot of things, and they're mostly concentrating on space dragons, which is fine, but they're kind of lame.
We also have some space dragons outside of Earth, but luckily they're trapped in giant space crystals. I believe Space Jesus did that a long time ago, like in the 70s.
Yeah, he was obsessed with crystals, but, I mean, it saved the Earth from the space dragons.
Yeah, for now. That's probably going to wrap it up for this week. Oh, before we go, Santa, do you have any more product recommendations for things you haven't used?
Yes, I do.
It's convenient of me to ask, then.
Yeah, just go ahead and try your Western Pacific 20015 Hot Shield Mini Fiberglass Muffler / Manifold Wrap. It comes in 1/8 by 2 inch by 25. It's a exhaust tape. It's for your marine purposes of your manifold. Go ahead and give it a go. From the good people at Western Pacific.
And I can attest that Santa does not use a muffler because I have ridden in his vehicle, otherwise known as Shitty Shitty Bang Bang, several times, and instead of having a muffler, it just sprays fire out of the back. And not in, like, the cool Batmobile way, just kind of in the cool we-might-die-any-second way.
You kept on calling it road cricket.
Yeah, it did sound. It sounded like road crickets to me. As they got louder, though, it started to become more like a road swarm of hornets.
Less chirping and more just grinding.
Hey, look! Out the space window. It looks like the Voyager spacecraft. Space thing. Can you tell if it's beyond the limits of our solar system?
No.
No, you can't tell, or no, it isn't?
Uh-oh. It's a mystery.
To me, it sort of looks like they're going to have to pull the chains out for this one.
I don't mean to alarm you, but I think we're being pulled into a mystery.
Oh, man. Not again. We'll have more mysteries for them next week, for sure. So stay tuned, everyone who listens to this podcast, which is no one. And what do we always say? Yes. And if we can't save you,
you're fucked.
Your mom.